life fades. The vision dims. All that remains are memories. I remember a time of chaos, ruined dreams, this wasted land. But most of all, I remember the road warrior, the man we called Max. To understand who he was, you have to go back to another time, when the world was powered by the black fuel, and the desert sprouted great cities of pipe and steel. Gone now, swept away. For reasons long forgotten, two mighty warrior tribes went to war and touched off a blaze which engulfed them all. Without fuel, they were nothing. They built a house of straw. A thundering machine sputtered and stopped. Their leaders talked and talked and talked. But nothing could stem the avalanche. Their world crumbled. The cities exploded. A whirlwind of looting. A firestorm of fear. Men began to feed on men. On the roads, it was a white line nightmare. Only those mobile enough to scavenge, brutal enough to pillage, would survive. The gangs took over the highways, ready to wage war for a tank of truth. And in this maelstrom of decay, ordinary men were battered and smashed. Men like Max, the warrior Max. In the roar of an engine, he lost everything. Became a shell of a man. A burnt-out, desolate man. A man haunted by the demons of his past. A man who wandered out into the wasteland. And it was here, in this blighted place, that he learned to live again.
Thank you. Put it down.
Gently.
Hush. Have the arm. The gun. Down, down. Turn around.
Looks like a cop has had some gasoline, eh? Hey? Hey, eight? Huh?
Booby trapped. Touch those tanks and...
Booby trapped. Back up! Oh, you crafty little man, you. You're quick. Very quick. Never seen a man beat the snake before.
Who are you?
Three faces. That's what you got. Me, I got brains. Hey.
A fella, a quick fella, might have a weapon under there. I'd have to pin his head to the panel.
Hi! Hi, 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 hi,
hi. Don't play me the fool.
Fuel! Gasoline! Thousands of gallons of it, as much as you want!
Where? No, where?
20 miles from here. Permanent they are. Refining! Ka-junk, 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 ka-junk. A huge tanker full.
Crap.
No! It's true! It's true! It's true! It's not self-service, no. It's too hard for me, but a man of your ingenuity...
Where?
Kill me and you'll never find out.
I got the lot. Our lights, you name it. Bet your life they mean to keep it.
30 of them in there. Their eyes, flamethrowers, guns. No place a man or him to die like thought.
If this trash arrives, lost to a flame. Round and round, attack. Like angry ants. Mad with the smell of gasoline. In the tanker. That's where they keep it. Thousands of gallons, as much as you want.
If anyone's gonna get in there, it's gonna be you.
Feed. I've gotta feed the snakes.
The man lives by his word, I reckon, and I'll keep by my name.
Look, we had a deal. I show you the gas and you let me go, right?
The arrangement was I wouldn't kill you.
After all I've done for you...
I reckon you got a bargain, didn't you?
Thank you. excited.
I'm just here for the gasoline.
Just take me back there.
Get through here. Look, I want some answers. Where did you find him?
2 or 3 miles down the road, left for dead. We had a deal.
There were 3 other vehicles. Did you see anything of them?
Yeah, they're heading out to the southwest in heaps of trouble. Look, he said if I brought him back here, he'd give me some gas. There's not much time.
There was a woman in the car.
She's dead.
What did they do?
It was quick. Look, I just want my gas. I want to get out of here. Give me the
we know he's one of them.
Give him nothing. He's riding a parasite.
Trading in human flesh. Trash.
We had an arrangement.
What do you mean, an arrangement?
You talk to this man.
If you had a contract, it was with him. And it died with him. Get rid of him.
Move it. Come on.
Man!
I'm gonna hand it to you, Trish. The last of the V8 interceptors.
Piece of history.
Would have been a shame to blow it up.
Thank you. Humongous. The Lord Humongous. The warrior of the wasteland. The Ayatollah of rock and roller.
I am gravely disappointed. Again, you have made me unleash my jaws of war. Look at what remains of the gallant scars. Why? Because you're selfish. You hoard your gasoline. You would not listen to reason. Now, my prisoners say, you plan to take your gasoline out of the wasteland. You send them out this morning to find a vehicle. A rig big enough to hold that fast tank of gas. What a puny plan. Look around you. This is the valley of death.
Thing!
Nothing can escape. The Humongous rules the wasteland.
Give them nothing!
Blow it up! In the night!
The Humongous will not be destroyed.
We do it my way. Fear is our ally. The gasoline will be ours. Then you shall have your revenge. Take him away. Been too much violence, too much pain. None here without seeing. But I had an honorable compromise. Just walk away. Give me the pump, the oil, the gasoline, and the whole compound, and I spare you lives.
Just walk away. I will give you safe passage anyway, man.
Just walk away. And there will be an end to the horror.
I await your answer. Where one more day is done.
We'll be right back.
is it. I'll talk to this humongous. He's a reasonable man. Open for negotiation.
He promised a safe passage. He gave his word.
And let us suppose he keeps it.
And we walk away from here with our lives. What then? Remember one thing, that is more than just a tanker of gas. That is our lifeline to a place beyond that vermin on machines.
That's 2,000 miles from here. How do you expect us to get it there? Drag it?
If we have to, yes, there's always a way. But the first step, defend the fuel.
Words. Just words. You die for a country.
We fight for a belief. I stay.
I wish it could have worked, Abigail. You can't expect to compete with that. Every day we get weaker while they get stronger. It's finished.
Two days ago, I saw a vehicle that had hauled that tanker. You want to get out of here? You talk to me.
Okay, so that's my offer. I deliver a rig big enough to haul that tanker of yours. You give me back my vehicle and as much juice as I can carry.
We lost 8 good people this morning. What's he got in mind?
Now, to do the job, I need 5 gallons of diesel and some high-octane gasoline. Think of it as a down payment.
Not the last we'll ever see him.
He has to come back for his wheels.
What have we got to lose?
Got yourself a deal.
Thank you.
in the lingerie. Oh. I knew it at work. Lethal, these snakes. Born killers. No. It's my snake. I trained it. I'm going to eat it. So find your own. Get out of it. I got a recipe for snake. Delicious. The fricassee of reptiles. Get out. Better than your dog food. No. Pure protein. Minerals. Vitamins. Man's got to look after himself. Healthy mind, healthy body, dog. What you eat, I reckon. Get away. You two ought to take a look in the mirror sometime. No style, no taste. Empty. All this time. That dishonest. Low.
Let's have a look at this machine of yours.
How do we know that one's not a dud?
Find out.
Cool. Now, you've got to understand the basics of aerodynamics of a thing like this.
Shut up.
We'll be right back. Got a cracked timing case cover, it's broken a couple of teeth off the timing gear.
The radio's damaged the core.
The radiator's damaged at the core.
It's got a cracked water pump.
It's got a cracked water pump.
And a fractured injector line.
It's got a fractured injector line.
Well, what does all that mean?
Yeah, okay, but what does that mean?
What does that mean?
24 hours.
24 hours?
They've got 12.
You've got 12! Okay.
Get it down, quick, come on.
Listen, I was wrong about you. I'm sorry.
All right. You're okay by me, son. With you driving that rig, we got it licked. Nice have you aboard, son.
I've been saving us. I want you to have it. Thank you. And welcome.
Hey, it's been a pleasure doing business with you, but I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
Thank you.
What's wrong? Come on.
Just say it's really wrong sneaking away like this.
But you said you wanted to come, sweetheart.
Oh, no, I didn't.
If you're scared, they're going to be much safer up there. What are we waiting for, eh?
This is my family. I'm not going to leave these people. I'm staying. Sorry.
Time for long speeches. I want you to drive the tanker.
Sorry? We had a contract. I get my part of the bargain.
We'll make a new contract.
Got all I need here.
You don't have a future. I could offer you that. Rebuild our lives.
Thanks.
Buy a ticket for 2,000 miles.
You have to come, sonny. This is where we're going. Paradise. 2,000 miles from here. Fresh water. Plenty of sunshine. Nothing to do but breathe.
No, thanks.
What is it with you? Huh? What are you looking for? Come on, Max. Everyone's looking for something. You happy out there, are you? Hey, wandering? One day blurring into another? You're a scavenger, Max. You're a maggot. You know that? You're living off the corpse of the old world. Tell me your story, Max. Come on, tell me your story. What burned you out, huh? Kill one man too many? See too many people die? Lose some family? Lots of that. You lost some family. You make you something special, does it? Hey? Listen to me.
You're the only one that's suffered. We've all been through it in here. But we haven't given up. We're still human beings. Dignity. But you. You're out there with the garbage. You're nothing.
Get out of this cat.
Yeah.
Letting him go.
Well, let's keep his vehicle at least.
He fulfilled his contract. He's an honorable man.
Okay, so who's going to drive that tanker?
I am.
You're wrong. You're not a coward. Stupid, maybe, but not a coward. You're making a serious mistake. Splitting a great team. You and me together. Think of the possibility.
See you around, maybe. Goodbye. Good luck. Lord, you fall.
Relax, partner.
The tank.
We're going to crash or crash through. Now, at this point, that's all they want, the tank. So they come straight after us. So we'll use that to punch our way out, which will give all of you a very, very good chance. Don't hesitate. Once you're outside there, split up and go as hard as you can. At 200 miles to the north, place to the bridge. That's our rendezvous. Give us till sunset. If we haven't made it by then, keep going.
Good enough for me to build, but that's right, mate.
You are not coming on this
track. Captain, I swear the blood on this matter, and no bastard's going to tell me to ride another lousy salt bus.
Okay, settle down.
It was all the same to you. I'll drive that tanker.
The offer is closed. Too late for deals.
No deals. I want to drive the truck.
Why? Why the big change of heart?
Believe me, I haven't got a choice.
And how do you think you'd do it? I mean, look at you. You couldn't even drive a wheelchair.
You should look at yourself, Max.
You're a mess.
Come on, cut the crap. I'm the best chance you've got.
Right, let's get moving.
so began the journey north to safety, to our place in the sun. Among us we found a new leader, the man who came from the sky, the Gyro Captain. And just as Papagallo had planned, we travelled far beyond the reach of men and machines. The juice, the precious juice, was hidden in the vehicles. As for me, I grew to manhood. In the fullness of time, I became the leader, the chief of the Great Northern Tribe. And the Road Warrior, that was the last we ever saw of him. He lives now only in my memory.